I'm Paul Lancour with podtech.net.
Well, I think it's not rocket science, but I believe that it takes a disciplined approach to make sure that those initiatives are indeed successful.
That's Terry Turk, Managing Director at Bearing Point, talking about a cost takeout initiative. For this podcast, I started by asking Terry, when preparing such an initiative, what are the key challenges CIOs face in looking to optimize IT spending?
Well, I think, Paul, really there are three key challenges I believe that CIOs have to face in those situations. The first one, of course, they want to reduce or at least maintain flat the overall IT spend despite increasing demand from the business. I think that's only the first one. The second one is, no matter what the spend is, I believe the goal is to increase the portion of the spend, the portion of the dollars really focused on innovation, on new projects, what many people would call change the business as opposed to run the business. And then third, overall, well, yes, controlling the spend, managing the spend is important. But beyond that, I mean, it's really a communication, a marketing effort overall on the part of CIOs to constantly demonstrate the value they bring, the value IT brings to the business.
Well, given that, then what are the levers that CIOs have at their disposal to push in order to help control this?
Okay, I think there are a few that come to mind right away. The first one maybe is simplify the environment, optimize the architecture of your environment, of your IT environment, by consolidating your network, your data centers, servers, storage, systems, applications. I mean, there's a number of dimensions that can be explored for that purpose. The second one, I think, would be optimizing supply, which means really renegotiating contracts with vendors, equipment vendors, service providers, to come to a lower unit cost. And more these days, it also includes options such as outsourcing and offshoring. On the other side of supply, of course, and that's a little bit more tricky, it's better managing demand. It's shaping as much as possible the usage of IT services and technologies, stopping stupid things, if I may, for example, like using a conferencing service when you have only two people on the line. Maybe more important, more far-reaching, sharing servers. Maybe the last two also would be doing a systematic cleanup, eliminating legacy technologies and services, which often, I mean, are not used or not used by many people in the firm. So that's a place to typically generate saves. And then on the other side, introducing new technologies. Of course, I mean, you will have to do an initial investment over the short term, but typically, if you do it well, you will be able to generate a nice return over the longer term.
And just for the record, I think we should say that we are using a conference bridge here, but there are other people on the line who are just listening in. So we are efficient in our use of it here.
Thank you, Paul.
Yes, of course. So having said that, one of the things that CIOs deal with all the time and IT managers are trying to articulate their business case. And I'm wondering if you could speak to that a little bit and to how that plays into the IT cost takeout.
Yeah. So, for example, a cost takeout program will improve revenue and margins. For example, if you consolidate your client information files, you'll be able to have a single view of the customer, and from there, you will foster, you will increase the level of cross-sales. You will also be able to reduce the time to market. If you standardize your IT environment, if you standardize, as we said, the architecture of your environment, you'll be able to provision IT services faster. I think also if you integrate the different channels of communications, email, wireless, but also call center or branches in the context of a bank, for example, you'll be able to increase your customer reach. Improving client satisfaction will also be a part of what you should be able to generate by focusing on the very strong, very disciplined quality management program, basically a no-defect philosophy. And such a program should enable you as well to maximize return on technology investments. I mean, you would make sure that your technology dollars are spent on projects that will have a maximum impact on the revenue of the firm.
So when it comes time to take stock and do a little triage to see where some of the best programs are, how can you identify good candidates for cost takeout?
Good question. So, for example, a corporation or corporations going through an M&A, merger and acquisition, are good candidates for a cost takeout program. You will see in there often a good level of duplication of IT functions and systems, and that's, as we know, a place where corporations going through those efforts are usually able to generate quite a bit of saves from the get-go. Mature, long, I mean, old contracts are also a good place to look at, especially if it's for what has become, I mean, commodity products or services. You might indeed be locked in a higher rate than what the market offers today. So you should look at that. At the same time, make sure that you also take into account the penalties that you'll have to pay most likely if you want to get out of the contract before its term. Corporations with global operations are typically also well positioned to generate saves by taking advantage of labor arbitrage situations. So going back to offshoring, as we said earlier, another situation is the case of companies who really deal with a number of equipment and software vendors. I think it behooves them to review their sourcing strategies, to focus on a smaller set of vendors that really would become their partners. While I agree that there might be some limitations in terms of footprint, in terms of risk management as well. And then another one as well, maybe before we wrap up this one, is corporations that really operate in silos when it comes to how their business units actually function within in the industry. A lot of situations where saves are generated by implementing a firm-wide shared approach to IT services.
What high-level approach would you recommend when looking over the entire life cycle of a project when dealing with cost takeout?
Well, I think it's not rocket science, but I believe that it takes a disciplined approach to make sure that those initiatives are indeed successful. And I think at a high level, there are three main phases in those initiatives. Identifying the saves is one. Executing the plan, I think, would be the second one. And then finally, distributing or redistributing the saves. So maybe just to comment with a little bit more detail on each of those phases. The first one, identifying the saves, really should focus on better understanding the current state, gathering a few key metrics so you're able to compare yourself with industry best practices from a cost standpoint. It should be about raising the awareness throughout the firm of the cost takeout program, and beyond that, I mean, securing executive support, and then, of course, developing the plan itself in a detailed fashion so it can be implemented. That's what happens then in the second phase, where you execute this plan. You would typically set up a program management office with different work streams for the different initiatives. And when I was talking of a disciplined approach, I think that's really where it comes to play. You should use some financial tracking tools, some type of dashboard, a scorecard, to really hold people accountable for the saves that they committed to in the first place. And then finally, as a reward, if I may, to all the people working on the program, making sure that the saves are redistributed, I mean specifically that the lines of business who typically would be supported, the technology group for a cost takeout program, will see the benefit of this, and next year their budget would be reduced based on the saves generated this year.
So I, as a CIO, and now understand how this would be effective for my organization, how do I start? What do I do first?
So very simply, I believe a workshop with the key project participants in the program is the way to go, with three main objectives. The first one is to review as a team, the current spend and the planned spend for the foreseeable future. The second objective should be to brainstorm in a very open fashion, really thinking outside of the box, about a number of potential cost takeout initiatives. Again, focusing on changing the business versus just running the business, as we said earlier. And third, being clear on the metrics that are necessary to monitor the change. So, of course, in such an initial effort, I mean, the estimates will be high level and will be refined over time. But I think the goal at the end of the day is to agree on the overall direction of the program and what's really feasible in terms of level of effort, in terms of risk, understanding that some of those initiatives could potentially disrupt the user environment. And then what sometimes is somewhat overlooked, I mean, in terms of cultural change that may be needed across the corporation to make the program successful.
So then what are the key factors for ensuring the success of a program like this?
Well, I think there are a few. Maybe the first one, make sure that you reduce spending in a smart fashion. What I mean by that is that often we see clients scrambling and canceling low-priority projects to generate an immediate one-off save. And I think a better way to do it is to optimize the day-to-day operations, I mean, so you can really benefit of a recurring save. At the same time, I think we have to remember that realizing some quick hits in terms of saves is also important to generate momentum for the program. So there is a balance to be found there. Securing commitment, as we said earlier, across the firm and raising awareness is certainly another one of those success factors. Understanding your baseline, being able to measure the cost savings so you know where to focus your efforts, so you know where to deploy or redeploy your resources in the life of the program, I think it's important as well. You have to realize, by the way, that typically corporate financial systems, I mean, do not provide the level of detailed information that you need to track the progress of the program. So you will often have to put in place your own tracking mechanism specially adapted for the program. That's the way to monitor the actuals versus the forecast. And still, I mean, let's keep in mind that the save is not formally realized until these dollars are taken out of the budget, until those budgets are reduced. I mean, I think that's what we should keep in mind. As we said earlier, just to reemphasize, make sure that the saves are redistributed to the different parties so the different operations budgets really have the right level, but also, as we said, to secure buy-in and to promote change overall in the corporation through this type of program. And then maybe in closing, because I think it's key, communicate and maybe over-communicate, knowing that some of those efforts, to be very clear, will have an impact on staff. You might go through a downsizing of certain technology teams. You might have to transfer some of the staff to a new location. So communication with management, with vendors, and even with the general public in some cases, I think is key.
Great. Thanks very much for taking time out and talking to us today, Terry.
Thank you, Paul.
Terry Turk is Managing Director with Bearing Point.